Okay, good evening all. So we have been discussing some of the various halachas as they pertain to Erev Shabbos, and so continuing in this, we left off yesterday by saying that when one wants to travel on Erev Shabbos, this seems to be a tricky thing that someone can do. So anytime you heard any of those like NTSY stories where the person said that, you know, I was 100 miles away from where I was trying to go before Shabbos, and then a malach came and lifted me up and flew me back to where I needed to be. So anytime you heard those types of stories, it means that the person might have actually made a mistake at the beginning, and that is they tried to travel before Shabbos. One should ideally not be traveling before Shabbos, says the Nitei Gavriel. Ein nachon lisa b'erev Shabbos, nesia arucha. One should not take a long journey before Shabbos. Afilu ba'ofen she'avo limchos chetzo kodem ha-Shabbos. Let's say you know for sure. I look at my Google Maps, and I look at the live traffic. Now, for sure, I'll be able Shabbos starts at 8 o'clock. I know I'll be sure to get there at 7:30. Plenty of time. I can pop in the shower. I'll be great. Even so, one should try not to do that. Why? Mishum shenaase ayef velo yisaneg b'Shabbos kedibay. Because what's going to happen? You're going to get there right when Shabbos starts, or a few minutes before. You're going to take a quick shower. You're going to be so exhausted. You're going to be sitting in Kabbalah Shabbos, and the rabbi is going to be speaking right after Kabbalah Shabbos, and you're going to be falling asleep. That's not mechuba. That's not the proper way. Not forget about to the rabbi. Who cares about honoring the rabbi? But it's not a proper honor to Shabbos itself. So one should not even take a journey that's going to exhaust them to the extent that they're going to be so tired they won't be able to stay up for the Shabbos meal. They're just going to be so exhausted. All of those types of travels would be inappropriate. He also explains that afal pi shekvar hichin sarchi haShabbos b'hashkama. He says, let's say you were very vigilant and you listened to everything we said thus far, and you made sure to prepare everything for Shabbos in the morning, right after davening. You went home and you took care of everything for Shabbos, all the cooking and the cleaning, etc. He says, mitzvah sheyosif v'yachin gam samoch l'knisas haShabbos. He says that it is appropriate for one to go back, and you know Shabbos is coming in a half an hour or so, whenever that time is, to go back and see, listen, maybe there is a little extra thing that I could do. Maybe I can fluff the pillows in the bed or fluff the pillows on the couch to make sure that I'm doing extra, a little bit more, to make sure our Shabbos is ready. Halavai, we should all be at that point that we're so ready for Shabbos so early that we can do an extra thing, but okay. So everyone on according to their own level. And then he explains on the same note of making sure that you're well-rested for Shabbos. Again, halavai, we would all be on this level. Ra'oi v'nachon lishein b'erev Shabbos. It's appropriate for everyone to try to take a little bit of a nap on Erev Shabbos. K'dei shehiye lo das slula l'kabbalah Shabbos. So that when they come to Kabbalah Shabbos, when he comes to accepting the Shabbos, he's going to be awake enough. So take a half an hour nap, whatever it is. Again, halavai, but okay. Everyone should try to rest in whatever way they can on Erev Shabbos, if humanly possible. Maybe as you're driving to the grocery store, you at the red light, you're not for 3 seconds. Okay, maybe don't sleep while you're driving. But okay, you try to take a rest however you can. And gami sheino yachol lishon. However, let's say someone is not able to sleep, which again, that's probably most of us. Ra'i lishkav be'inayim seguros chatzi shah lehargiyas harosh lechvod Shabbos. Close your eyes for a few minutes. You have to take a shower anyway, so close your eyes in the shower for 10 minutes. You just try to calm your mind, calm yourself down, so you're not so exhausted going into Shabbos. So God willing, next time what we'll be speaking a little bit about is the important custom of baking challos for Shabbos. Many people have the custom to go to the bakery and buy challos, but it's also, we'll see, a very beautiful idea to bake your own challos for Shabbos when it is humanly possible. So we'll speak about that next time, but for now, we'll conclude with the Rabbi's